WNCW presents More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we're going to talk about news from McDowell County. Maybe we'll touch on things in Marion, Old Fort, but certainly from one end to the other of McDowell County, thanks to reporter Mike Conley from the McDowell News. Thank you for being here.
Morning, Paul.
Mike, the first thing on my list is certainly good news from McDowell County about the county being ranked second out of the entire state when it comes to the lowest jobless rate. What do we credit this to?
It is good news, but we understand that there may be some challenges to that. As for the credit for the low jobless rate, our economy has been very stable. We've had growth in sales tax. We've had no layoffs and that I'm aware of in quite a while. So our industries are doing business well. A number of them have announced expansions. That is the reason why our economy, as well as the states overall, is doing very well.
And to go along with all of that, Marion was recently honored as what, the small town of the year for the entire state of North Carolina?
Yes. This happened Friday morning. The North Carolina Rural Center that promotes business and development in the rural counties of North Carolina recognized Marion as the Small Town of the Year for 2018. This award was presented Friday morning during the Rural Center's 2018 Rural Assembly, which is held in Raleigh. And the Small Town of the Year award recognizes a small town or city that embraces citizen engagement, values diversity, and fosters strong partnerships. A town must promote innovative economic development initiatives as well as an entrepreneur-friendly environment. The nominee must demonstrate how they have overcome economic barriers and challenges, as well as being creative, diligent, and resourceful in building an economic future for all of its residents. Our city manager, Bob Boyette, Freddie Killo, she is the director of the Marion Business Association, Heather Cotton, who is the planning director for the city, were there in Raleigh to accept this award. On your show, Paul, I've talked about the renaissance that is happening in downtown Marion, where we have tap rooms, a brewery, new shops, galleries, restaurants, and other businesses that have opened here in the past couple of years, and we have more on the way. And I've also talked about the Municipal Event Center, this old factory building that has been converted into a music venue, an entertainment venue, and also a place for conferences and conventions and expos. All of these were cited by the Rural Center as reasons for Marion receiving this award.
Mike, I think they go hand in hand. We started our conversation talking about the very low jobless rate for McDowell County being second in the entire state. Then the honor that was bestowed, Marion just doing a lot of great things.
There is growth, but there are also challenges. McDowell County being ranked second lowest in unemployment, we were tied with Orange, Watauga, and Alexander counties with having a 2.5% rate of unemployment for September. However, the director of the McDowell Economic Development Association, Chuck Abernathy, explained to me that this is great news, but there are also challenges. He told me that when an existing company wants to have an expansion, they want to feel confident that they are able to secure the labor. They want to make sure that there's enough people working in a community to fill those jobs that they're creating. That could be a challenge. With good news, there's always other factors to consider.
Our discussion on More to the Story this week is from the McDowell News with reporter Mike Conley. Mike, to move on to one other topic this morning, it wasn't that long ago that the midterm election took place and there was a sales tax referendum that was shot down by voters. Would you recap this for us?
Yes, it was certainly shot down, all right. The McDowell County Commissioners called for a sales tax referendum, an additional 0.25% in sales tax revenue, which would be collected. This proposal was soundly defeated by our voters. 9,456 voted against, 4,580 voted in favor. Since that defeat, the McDowell County Commissioners have told me that they're going to have to take another look at how they're going to get some of their major projects done now that this additional sales tax money won't be coming. They were hamstrung.
Now, what you're referring to there is what was actually on the ballot, what was stated on the ballot. Is that right?
Under state law, there was nothing on the ballot which explained to the voters what this money was going to be used for. It was either yes or no. No description as to what this additional sales tax money would be used for. County commissioners were prohibited under state law from using public money to pay for advertisements, to basically campaign to the voters as to why they wanted this additional funding. I talked to the commissioners after the results of the vote, and they told me that they were going to regroup and take another look at how they can get some of these projects done. If this sales tax revenue had been passed by the voters, they would have used that money to help pay for the construction of a new school for Old Fort. McDowell County recently got a $15 million grant from the state for a new elementary school in the town of Old Fort, but that probably won't be enough to pay for it. According to the commission chairman, this structure could cost as much as $21 million. They won't know exactly how much the new school will cost until they get the bids for construction. Then the county commissioners and the school board will have a firm number to think about. Since the sales tax revenue was not passed, the county will have to go into more debt in order to pay for this new school building. Commission Chairman David Walker told me that with McDowell County's low amount of debt, he feels confident that the state local government commission would approve McDowell County going into additional debt in order to pay for the new school in Old Fort.
Besides the school, what else was on their list of things they would like to do, the commissioners?
They want to build two new EMS bases, one on the northern end of Marion and the other on the southern end of Marion, which will be close to the interstate. Move the current EMS base, which is also the headquarters, out of downtown Marion and have these two new ones constructed at places that are more convenient to some of the more isolated areas of McDowell County, especially have that other one located close to I-40. Since this additional sales tax money won't be coming, they're going to have to find out another way in order to build these two new EMS bases.
Always a lot of news taking place in nearby neighboring McDowell County, and we always enjoy getting called up as we do when we have the opportunity to speak with Mike Conley. Mike, as always, thank you for all the hard work, and thank you for sharing this time with us.
I'm always happy to speak to you and to the listeners of WNCW about news from Marion and McDowell County.
Mike Conley of the McDowell News, our guest on More to the Story, available every Wednesday morning as a part of Morning Edition around 8:51, and also as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.